Well, I've emailed Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, asking for permission to put the picture up that he just sent me of his wife, or soon to be wife, perhaps. He's in the Ukraine, and he seems very, very happy, quite frankly. I've met Dr. Doom one time, and he was in our studio, if you remember, when we were taping that Predictions television show, and I've never seen him smile as much. So if he gives me permission to do that, we'll put it up in the next day or two on the coasttocoastam.com website. Talk about bad luck. Two founders of the cryonics movement, whose members are frozen after death, have been cremated after a freezer mishap. The bodies of Raymond Martinot and his wife Monique were stored in a freezer in the hope that modern science could one day revive them. But 22 years after his mother's body was put into the cold storage, their son discovered that the freezer unit had broken down. He said he had no choice but to cremate his parents' bodies after the technical fault had seen their temperatures rise above the constant level. That is bad luck. We've got open lines for you for the next couple hours. I am going to open up a special topic line, and as much as we talk about the luck of the Irish, but this time I'd like to open up a special line devoted to good luck and bad luck. Good luck being, of course, positive energy. Bad luck being negative energy. So those of you who have some good luck, bad luck, superb stories, you can check in with us at 818-817-0021. That's 818-817-0021. I'll be back in a moment, and we'll get these open lines fired up on Coast to Coast AM. And I saw something today. I swear the person broke his nose. Sometimes, I guess you're just not aware of your surroundings. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you. But this guy was standing, talking to some people. He obviously didn't know that he was standing in front of a huge pole. He turned around when he was finished talking to them and walked away and smacked right into this pole. And you could hear his nose crack against it. And you just wonder how many people have done things like that when you're just not aware of your surroundings, you don't look around, and all of a sudden you just turn around and bang. Well, even I have to admit I did that once about 3 years ago. I was standing in front of a stop sign, but I didn't realize it was a sign until I turned around and hit it right into it. But fortunately, I had my hands out just in time. But that happens a lot. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to our wild card line. First of all, you're on Coast to Coast. Hello there. How are you?
Hello, George.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, Bill Forrestal guy here in Ohio again.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, haven't talked to you in a while.
What's up?
Mark in Ohio. Anyway, George, earlier I tried to get on when Miss Howe was on. I'm just trying to remember my environmental chemistry I took down at Texas A&M for back in 1984.
Good luck, about, right?
I graduated. And Miss Howe, by the way, reminds me of a biology professor I had in college, and we're talking 35 years ago. And she sounds like her and everything else. So she got her PhD down at Tulane, and a brilliant woman. She was really something. Anyway, Linda sounds a lot like her. Anyway, George, what I wanted to mention, recalling my environmental chemistry, like I say, we have to keep in mind that the permafrost, the world's permafrost, contains 1/7 of the world's carbon, and that is mainly in the form of methane, of course. And you see, as the atmosphere heats up, more and more the permafrost will melt, and consequently, it's a feedback loop. You know, of course, what that means.
Well, and that's a good point, because not a lot of people talk about the permafrost and its effect when it does melt away.
Yeah, the Swiss, of course, are building dams in anticipation of the melting permafrost. That's how seriously they take it. And also, George, real quick, I heard you mentioned the decreasing or the depleting forest.
Yes.
And how they may contribute to it. Yeah, there's a definite contribution from that because of the tropical rainforest. Yeah, mainly this in South America, the Brazilian area, and Southeast Asia. These Japanese timber companies couldn't give a rat's ass about increasing CO2, the Mitsubishi Corporation in particular, you know, they cut trees left and right. They don't plant one that they take out of the ground, you know.
Well, not only that, you know, because even though they take a tree down and they plant one and they put one back in, I mean, how many years is it going to take for that tree to get back to the size of the one that you had to take? Is it going to take years? Let's go to our special topic line. Thanks for that call. You're on Coast to Coast. Tom, good luck, bad luck story.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Erin from Colorado Springs.
Erin, do we have a good story or a bad luck story?
I would say it's a good story.
All right, good.
Little girl, about 3 years old, I drank solder flux, or rather ate it, I guess. This is the stuff that's now illegal, and it burns your skin on contact.
Oh my God.
I never suffered any burns from it. And there's also other... Huh?
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, you were 3 years old? Your parents around you when this happened?
I think my dad left it out or something. I don't remember. But it's just from what I was told, I didn't suffer any burns from it.
How much of it did you eat?
I think about a half a bottle.
My God!
Yeah. And then there's things like I grew up in the South Pacific, and I would play with snakes that I later on found out were deadly, and they never bit me. And I have incredibly wonderful luck with animals.
You are chosen for some reason.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You're playing around with deadly snakes when you're a kid, and you never got bitten by one?
No, I didn't know they were deadly when they were little. I was just a little girl, and I'm like, oh, look, this is a cool snake.
And I bet if an adult played with it, he would have got chomped.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, at this point, I have wild animals that come up to me, you know, just out of the blue. And I used to work up at a hotel in Estes Park, and I would have raccoons just walk right up to me.
And what do they do? Do they, like, want to follow you or what?
I had one actually lick my leg. I was doing work. I worked at the Stanley Hotel, and I was doing work there for night audit. And there was some raccoons, and one came up and licked my leg.
For some reason, Erin, animals feel comfortable around you.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with animals, so.
You're giving off some special vibes. That's pretty interesting. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Next up, west of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This
yeah.
is Steve from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Sure, Steve.
It's kind of appropriate that I get on tonight. My son has the most Irish name that you could have, Parthalon.
How did you get that name for him?
Oh, I'd love to take the credit for it, but actually he, legally a few years back, he's into the Irish roots, and he actually marches for our clan each year in Mesa, Arizona. And he chose that name from a, I don't know if it's mythical or real character, from ancient ages. But I think it's a pretty cool name.
And he legally changed it, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it cost about $160 and went to court and the whole nine yards. Yeah, he's way into that. I'm really proud of him. He's kind of making me take charge. So can I say hi to him tonight? Since it's,
sure, you can say hi to him.
Him and his wife are in Phoenix having a baby, so we're going to try to make her a future Coast to Coast listener.
Oh, you got that right.
Well, anyways, hi, Parthalon. Hi, Don. And I know you don't believe in coincidences, but neither do I. I wanted to know, I found a couple things. One man's trash is another man's treasure. I happened to be walking by a dumpster, and I saw a couple things sticking out. And one is a book by Elaine McCardo. And another is, ironic that last girl is on, Animal Messages from Susie Green.
Yeah.
Were these both guests on your show?
I don't think so.
Susie Green or Elaine Mercado?
I don't recall.
But one is a ghost story and one is tarot cards and about animals and animal messages. But I thought that was kind of ironic because it seems like couple of topics that Coast to Coast would have.
So somebody was just tossing the books out, huh?
Yeah, they're brand new in a package, still wrapped.
Man, why did they do that? See, what I do when I'm done with my books, I give them away to people. I mail them to friends, or in our office in Los Angeles, we have a huge kitchen, and I put it there on a table, and they're gone. They're like gone within a half hour, but I will not throw a book away. To me, it's a sin. Let's go to our first time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right, great. There was a lady that you had called Lori. She's from Arizona.
Lori Toy.
Okay, yes. She told you of a map that the world would be reconfigurated in different
yes,
matter.
Sir. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, there was a man that came to Los Angeles and prophesied. That was back in 1986. He's dead now, but he said that this will be the sign that will bring this to come to pass. There'll be a freak earthquake in Los Angeles, and it will hit one building, which will be the City Hall, and it'll be in the news, and it'll be in the newspapers, and be in the television. There were seven major cracks in the building. 1 year after that, the LA area will be flooded. Now you're welcome to listen to the tape if you want to. It's there.
How do I get this?
Well, just get in touch with me and I'll get it to your studio.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. Put him on hold, Danny, and then Rob take his information. And I'd love to hear the tape, and I want permission to see if we can play it back if it's worthwhile. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to our special topic line. Good luck, bad luck. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Got some of the best worst luck in the world.
You've covered all the bases. What happened?
Well, I went to sleep and woke up about two or three hours later and had an arrow sticking out of my shoulder.
You had an arrow sticking out of your shoulder?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta tell us what happened here.
Well, my stepson and the neighbor kid decided that they were going to steal my truck. Well, they figured they'd incapacitate me first.
They tried to do you in?
No, they were just, supposedly they were trying to incapacitate me.
So let's shoot you with an arrow. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. I'm laying there in all my glory and woke up. And there's an arrow sticking out of my shoulder.
I assume the pain of the arrow piercing your skin woke you up?
No, my wife woke me up.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. What do you mean she? You didn't even wake up during this episode?
Apparently not. According to them, I gasped for air and I'm still asleep.
Oh, this was a real arrow, though, not one of these rubber-tipped things, right? All right.
Yeah, the eagle claw went in the front and come out the back. They clipped a nerve when it went through. The nerve right there, I have no feeling in my shoulder now whatsoever.
And in the meantime, what has become of them? Did you press charges against? What'd you do?
He's doing, 4 years, and stepson's doing 2 to 5.
For this episode?
Yeah. And just so happens, I mean, it could have went 1,000 different ways.
Well, you know what? You're right.
I lay on my side. That night I managed, for some reason, I got hot and laid down on my back. Laid down on my side, this arrow could have went in.
Could have hit you in, could have, you went right through your heart.
Neck, out my face. Or
all right, you're breaking up, but let me tell you, you're right. It is good luck, bad luck, but I can't believe that. Oh, well, at least they're in jail. Wildcard Line, welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, George, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Okay, sure.
And not from money, just moved up to this area.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. I'm like a psychic. I'm one step ahead of you. But,
yeah, you are. That's
but,
dangerous.
George, you know what? I got into your show, and I love it. It's addicting, and not to make it a love fest, but it's, I think you have a good job, and a lot of people out there are probably envious that you have it. So,
well, let me tell you, you're absolutely right. I can't argue with you about that.
Yeah, so congratulations and great job that you do. But I have a couple of quick questions for you.
Okay.
Being a first-time caller, I'm a Catholic guy. Not that means anything, but...
I am, too. I'm not a really practicing type, but I am. I was born that way, born and raised.
Yeah, born and raised, exactly. And being that way, I've been to a lot of the holy sites in the world, like in Poland and Medjugorje, former Yugoslavia area.
Sure.
Lourdes and what have you. And a lot of people really get pulled into and, they believe that these things happened and the Mother of God appeared here and what have you, right? But what happens when you have callers? Because I'm curious, because I listen to you and I love the show. But what happens when you have callers who say, you know, George, I think this is going to happen in March of 06, and then it doesn't happen? What happened? Well,
now you're talking about regular guests or people who just merely call in?
I think regular guests is maybe what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you know what I try to do is catalog them. We've got a great web staff of Lex Lonehood and Sean Ladasur, and those two guys monitor all the people who come on with predictions. Okay, right. Whether it's Sylvia Brown, Sean David Morton, Joseph Jacobs, Dr. Turi, and we've had a whole handful of them.
Right.
And they try to catalog the dates, and they get them to me, and either I'll bring them up on those event dates, or if they're, let's say they're wrong,
right,
I will generally wait until they're on the show the next time, and we'll talk about that. Now,
you don't
if
call
it's,
them out. You just ask them about how that.
I say, hey, what you know, you're wrong about this. You're wrong about that. Sean David Morton said that USC was going to win the NCAA championship. He was wrong, dead wrong. Texas beat him.
Right.
But we'll do that. If it's a major prediction, okay, I mean, like the planet's going to blow up or get hit by an asteroid, I'll talk about it during that time period.
Well, scares you, though? What scares you? I mean, as far as, you know, when you have these people on, these guests on, these regular guests, what makes you say, you know what, wow, that's big of you to predict that. And how much of you are just saying, you know what, I've heard it all before, and let's see if it happens.
Sean David Morton seems to be very accurate when it comes to stocks and inflationary movement. He's been very good at that. He predicts that in the not-too-distant future, we're going to have another major event on this planet. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Dr. Turi, he's been very accurate on dates. He doesn't generally tell us what's going to happen. He just tells us, you know, this is a period for huge negativity. Look out for something. He talked around the period of March 13th, for example, and we hit 113 tornadoes. I think that's a pretty big story, I think that's a guess. Other people, Sylvia Brown, she was on my show when they thought they found those West Virginia coal miners alive. And so I said, Sylvia, my gosh, we're so happy about this. They found them alive. But be honest with me, if I were to ask you, you know, if we didn't know what had happened to them, what would you have said? And she said on the program, she said, well, I would have said that they were alive. And 5 minutes later, we go to a break and we find out that the media was wrong and all of them, but one was dead. And, you know, I went back and said, Sylvia, what is this? And she changed her story. And then I had the guys pull out the tape because I was so baffled about what she said. I had to hear it again.
Yeah, I was listening that night, actually.
Yeah, and she was wrong. And so, you know, I try to call them out, but I'm not brutal about it. I'm not vicious about it.
But what's on your horizon, George, that you're maybe weary about or afraid of what's upcoming? Is there anything out there that the listeners can tune into what's going on in your mind as far as what's upcoming? Or
I think that I'm pretty intuitive about some things. And I feel, as so many other listeners feel, that some kind of major calamity is going to be occurring, and I think it could happen within the next couple months. I don't know what it is. I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but I have an uneasiness about me. Mm-hmm. I feel it, and I just don't know who's behind it or what it is, but I think there's going to be something. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue. Thanks for that call on Coast to Coast AM. And don't forget our Good Luck Bad Luck hotline, 818-817-0021. You know, some time ago, I interviewed Randall Fitzgerald, and he wrote a book called Lucky You, and he's right. You can change your luck. We've got a Good Luck, Bad Luck hotline. The number is 818-817-0021. Well, we are 13% of our way to our goal of sponsoring 300 children for Children's International. Now, on the face of it, you say 13%. Well, considering that it just started, I'm very happy with that progression so far, but I want to get to that goal, and we need your help. If you can afford $18 a month, anybody out there that hears this, if you can afford $18 a month for a one-year commitment, that's what they're asking for, just about 60 cents a day, providing a needy child with food, clothing, health care, and education, and so much more, we need you. A couple ways you can sponsor a child. First of all, call this toll-free number, if you can remember it, 800-301-9194. That's 800-301-9194, or go to the coasttocoastam.com website. On the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little yellow flashing banner. You click that link, it'll take you right to Children International. You can sponsor a child. I'd like to be up at 50% in the next couple days. Back in a moment. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. It's your turn. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hey.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. Very kind of you to say that.
You're welcome. I understand you went to college out here, like out in Fitchburg?
No. I went to, my mother was born in Fitchburg. I'd go there during the summers, but I went to college at the University of Detroit.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
That's okay.
But, this is Frank from Gloucester. I listen to you on WGAN 560 out of Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Because okay. WRKO, the reception here is lousy. But I wanted to tell you about an experience I had. I used to live up in Hudson, New Hampshire, which isn't too far from Fitchburg. And one night I was coming home. I was having dinner with my folks. And I was sober that night. I'm not too sober tonight. But
you're not? Are you drunk?
Well, I'm a little bit inebriated. But this night that this happened, I was sober. And I was driving home, and it was about 10:30 at night. It was that year when the comets came through. I think it was 97 or 96. It was like Hale Bopp, and then Hayakataki came a year later.
Sure.
And it was around that time. And it was about October. And I saw a shadow go across the hood of my car. And I looked up, and as soon as I saw it, it was like it saw me, like it knew I saw it. And it looked right at me. And like Art says, you know, it had the glowing red eyes. I didn't know if it was the devil or what it was. It looked like a bat floating in the sky.
Did it look like it had? Did it have wings, Frank?
It had wings, but it was like Batman or the devil. I don't know what it was, George. I had a chill go from my skull to the base of my spine, and like I said, as soon as I looked at it, it looked right at me, like it knew I saw it. You know what I mean?
Did you start drinking after that?
No, I probably did after that, but it wasn't as if it was flying through the sky. It was as if it was floating across the sky. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life, George.
What if it wasn't a shadow? What if it was a real object that happened to be just dark and looked like that?
I don't know, but I know those eyes were flaming red, and I never forgotten it.
All right, you got to watch that, and don't drive tonight, Frank. Just stay at home and enjoy the program. Let's go to our bad luck, good luck hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, how are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. I say excellent. You know why I say we so many times? Because I'm a Gemini. That means there are two of me.
Right.
I just realize why I say that. That's why.
I understand.
All right.
I want to say, first of all, it's an honor to speak with you. I love your show. Anyway, my story is, I was coming home from work one day, and this police officer already had someone pulled over. I was sitting at a stoplight about to make a left-hand turn, and he already had someone pulled over. So I make my left-hand turn, and he steps out in front of me and puts his hand up. I didn't realize it was a left-hand turn. So, pull over, the guy writes me out a ticket, whatever. When he goes to rip it out, rips out his copy, too. So, pretty happy about that. Never got anything from the court or anything. That never happened. So,
you got saved on that one.
I did indeed. And I don't know. It was kind of, I couldn't believe the guy was pulling me over anyway after I already had someone, pulled over. But
he's dealing with one guy and he's got his eye on you. He's
right.
He's a pretty observant police officer, I'll tell you.
Indeed, he was. But
okay, that's a lot of luck. Hey, thanks for the story. Appreciate it. Next up. Let's go to our wild card line. You are on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
You know, I got a 9-live story to tell you, but as I got up from my chair to walk away from the truck, I'm loading a tank full of feed for cows, and about 10 feet from where I was sitting, about 20 bales of hay just fell. That's amazing. But my 9-live story, I was driving down a 2-lane highway in the mountains doing about 50, 55. My cell phone rang. I looked down for a split second to answer it. I looked back up, and I don't know who was in whose lane, but I'm in my Dodge pickup, and there's another big pickup coming at me. And all I remember hearing next was a loud crash, and then I realized my mirror was missing on my driver's side door.
Oh, that was luck.
I shouldn't be here today. That was luck. I should have called on the other line.
Well, no, it is a 9-life story, too, though. It's oh my God.
But
you know what? I bet you shook like no end after that. You have to.
I pulled over and I sat literally for about 10 minutes wondering if the other guy was going to come back, which he didn't. And I sat and it was crazy.
What does that crunch sound like?
You know, it's indescribable. It happened about 4 years ago. It was just a loud bang and I looked and my mirror was gone and it was just amazing. It was just amazing. I pulled over and just sat and shook and then went on my way to work with an amazing story to tell everybody.
You're not Irish, are you?
No, I'm not Irish.
Take it anyway. take it anyway. Thanks. First time caller line, you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, this is Tanisha from San Antonio.
Hi there. What was your first name?
Tanisha,
that is a pretty name.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment about you talking about the fossil fuel theory that you don't believe it because you don't believe that oil comes from dead dinosaurs and plants.
Well, I don't believe that it only comes from that. I believe that this planet is making it itself. But what do you think?
Well, the thing about the fossil fuel theory is that the consensus is that it comes from small sea creatures. That's why most oil is found on coastlines and in desert areas. And most desert areas used to have large bodies of water. So I pretty much believe in the fossil fuel theory.
You do. I got to tell you, though, it's a lot of sea creatures to make that kind of oil. I mean, we've been pumping this stuff out for years now.
I know, but we would have been flooded if we haven't pumped it for thousands of years. Actually millions of years. Yeah, we would have been overflowing with oil. But I also wanted to comment about your guest last night talking about the Earth growing.
Yes.
And I had a theory that maybe the Earth didn't grow, maybe it just stretched.
You might be right.
Because the equator, we're slightly thicker at the equator because of the pull from the moon. And so I was thinking that maybe from centripetal force or from gravitational pull that the Earth just stretched out and became less dense.
Well, I got to tell you, you have got to look at Neil Adams' animation if you haven't seen it yet. And you should still be able to find it on the coasttocoastam.com website. Amazing, because when you look at that, it makes his theory of a growing planet very palatable. So take a look at it if you can. Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hi, George. This is Matt. I'm calling from Santa Cruz,
okay.
California.
Good to have you with us, Matt. What's up?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I kind of wanted to follow up on the caller that you had regarding the environment.
Okay.
And the reason I'm calling is that I was wondering, do you have any idea or have any, if there's any technologies out there that that we're working on to actually try and get rid of fossil fuels?
Come again. Explain that a little bit more for me.
Like I know about, like, the hydrogen. They're working on, like, hydrogen cars or something.
Sure, sure.
It just seemed like the caller, or the guest was, you know, it's all kind of doom and gloom, and we're all just, we're done. We're toast, you know.
Well, no, the people who are toast are the people on the coasts, according to Linda. And, you know, the rest of the people who happen to live in certain areas, they're going to be okay. What she's trying to do, and I don't necessarily agree on the cause. I think this planet's in a cycle. I think it does it every so many thousands of years, and I think it's happening now. at least people are getting forewarned to start planning and doing something. Obviously, it's very difficult to pick up and move and go someplace else. Right. That's, you know, that's almost impossible nowadays. Look what happened in New Orleans. I mean, those people's lives are upside down.
No kidding.
And it's going to take years for them to come back. You know, so unless you're faced with an imminent catastrophe, people aren't going to just simply say, well, we know the coasts are going to flood, and we know we're going to lose these cities, and they're going to be 200 feet underwater, so we're leaving now. People aren't going to do that until it happens that day, and that's when it's going to be a mess. I just hope that the timetable is off. They're saying that this is happening faster and faster. I sure would hope that it's 1,000-plus years away. God forbid, let them worry about it.
Yeah, no kidding. I was wondering, too, maybe we could have, like, a roundtable discussion. I'm sure you know some guests or somebody that...
We talked about that. We're going to do that.
Where they could, you know, say, like, well, this is the newest tech. Yeah, we're running, you know, yeah, we're having some trouble here, you know, with the environment. But you know what? These are the new technologies coming down the pipe, and... You know, at least we're going to try and do something. I mean, I can't imagine that we're
going to adapt. I mean, we're going to have to adapt, and that's just the way it is. And we'll get through it. You know, I would rather know that the sea levels are rising and we're going to lose regions of this country than an asteroid that comes down and plops us, and we don't have any choice at all.
Right.
So we'll be okay on that end. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Next up, good luck, bad luck. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call. I'm a new listener, and I just got my first issue of the After Dark newsletter, and it's an honor to be speaking to you.
Well, actually, you're going full boat. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, yes, I am. The thing with the bad luck, I don't necessarily believe in bad luck or coincidences, which I hear that you don't either.
That's right.
I believe that, you know, today's mistakes or today's failures are stepping stones to tomorrow's greatness. And a little story that was told to me by a spiritual teacher of mine helps me get through whenever I think I have bad luck or bad problems.
Okay.
And real quick, it goes like this. There's a farmer who has one horse to plow his fields. So while the horse is plowing his fields one day, the horse breaks his leg. Now his friends and the town folks say this is such bad luck for him. And, of course, him being a smart man and not wanting to take it as bad luck, does what he has to do, puts the horse in the field to heal his leg. And a wild mare is attracted to the horse. So now he has two horses, and all the townsfolk again come to him and say, this is such good luck for you. Again, he doesn't necessarily want to see it that way. He doesn't know what the future is going to hold for him. So next season, he yokes the two horses together, but the wild one's unruly. And his son, who's trying to plow the fields with these horses, happens to fall off of the plow and breaks his leg. So his townsfolk come again and say, this is such bad luck, now you can't plow the field. Unfortunately, the town goes to war with a neighboring town, and all the young men are called to war, and they all die except for this one man's son, which is there because both of his legs are broke. And basically, the point of the story is you don't know what's going to happen in the future or what bad luck you're having now might help you to endear tomorrow. And again, today's failures or mistakes or bad luck could be stepping stones to tomorrow's greatness. And you'll never know beforehand. And a lot of times you don't know after. So if you keep your head up, you do the right thing, of course, you have faith in whatever you believe in, hopefully your luck won't always be bad.
You got a good attitude. I like that.
Well, thank you very much. And I wanted to call tons of times for different subjects and different opinions that I have on myself. But this was just perfect to get through on this. It's not my personal opinion, but it's something that I follow. And I hope I got through. I did, and I guess it's not a coincidence.
It's good luck.
Yes, there you go.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being on the program. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from?
Hey, George, Larry from San Diego.
Hi, Larry. Boy, you're coming in loud and clear.
Man, I'll tune it down a notch.
Nah, you sound good.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You know what? You got such an easy way about you, and I'm sure that a million people across the country love your style and approach and the way you listen to all your callers at night, and we all appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Because there's a lot of nuts out there. But anyway, hey, I should have called on the good luck, bad luck line, I think. I'm a child and product of the 80s, George.
And, see, and I'm a child and a product of the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, so we're a little bit off.
Yeah. I could be your father, Larry.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Not that you would be, but no. I don't think I didn't go astray or anything like
no,
that.
No, no, not like that. Not like that. I don't look like you at all.
There, son. Go ahead.
That's right. But so good luck, bad luck. I'm a child of the 80s, and the good luck is I've spent about 6 hours with Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis and the News.
How cool is that?
You know what? Just one-on-one. We met in Vegas at a bar, and we spent a couple hours together. Bad luck is my girlfriend knows that I've spent 6 hours with Huey Lewis. she hates that fact, you know? She thinks I'm stuck in the 80s, but anyway.
That's so cool, though.
No, it's fantastic. You know what? 2 hours with Huey Lewis talking about life and everything else besides, you know, I want a new drug. And yeah. Just one-on-one, and you know what? It was probably the best interview ever.
You think he's a great guy? Nice guy?
Nice guy. Troubled guy. Like everyone else, you know? Family.
Sure.
Family guy. But 25 million records sold. I mean, it's amazing. You know,
you cannot dispute that.
Sitting at a bar in Vegas, and who knows? You know, you never know who you're going to run into.
Now, did you walk up to him, or did he walk up to you? How did you do that? How was
no,
the first entree?
You know what? I saw him, and I sat right next to him, and man, just turned to him and said, Huey, how you doing? And we sat there for 2.5 hours in Vegas, and then he actually, I got his phone number, and it's amazing how things work out in life.
Are you guys like friends now?
Now we are, yeah.
That's fantastic.
So I'm 31, he's 55.
Yeah, that's what I am. I'm 55. Same thing.
Yeah, and I saw your picture on the site. I mean, you and Huey are holding up well, you know?
Yeah, but one day the old Reaper's going to catch us all.
Well, he's coming up behind us all, I think. But,
yeah, you got that right. Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, but my girlfriend, George, real quick on the St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's to you, by the way. But my girlfriend hates the fact that I'm an 80s guy, you know?
Well, hey, you are what you are.
Well, you know what? I have Patrick Swayze as my voicemail on my cell phone. It's amazing. He goes, hey, this is Larry. Leave a voicemail.
Swayze wasn't a bad actor. Didn't he play in...
Outsider.
Yeah, and what else? Flash Dance?
Point Break. Ghost.
Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing. Yep. He's a pretty good job. Hey, we've got to run. We're at the top of the hour. Thanks for the call. And... don't forget the Bad Luck, Good Luck Hotline, 818-817-0021. If you need to email me, that's very simple as well, too. That's george@coasttocoastam.com. Throughout the night, you're going to be hearing a little bit of Irish music, but you know what the heck? It's St. Paddy's Day. That's always a neat time. I'll be back.